Mark Baser's here. You watch him on Channel 11 now and again, and he's got a... Are you still doing the talk show, the interview show?
We've got one on the TV tonight.
So this is one that you've obviously previously recorded.
Yeah. And it's a good one. We have Joe Flam on. Joe Flam, who is great. He is the Top Chef champion, the reigning Top Chef champion. I don't think there's been a season since, but there may have been, but he just won it. He came back from the throes of he snatched whatever the expression is about snatching victory away from defeat and
jaws of defeat.
That, there you go. He was eliminated, but there's some rule that you can be eliminated and then
you do a quick fire to get back in.
Something like
or
that.
Something.
Come back. And he came back and then he ended up winning the whole thing. And he is also the executive chef at Spiaggia, which is the nice, really fancy Italian restaurant, which we can almost see from here.
Do you score a free meal when you put him on?
I did not. I went and I paid. I paid for my own meal. They gave me a free appetite, a free dish, if I remember. But I have a budget, and I took it out of my budget. I remember feeling pretty good about that. I took my wife to Spiaggia. We had a great meal. And Joe is awesome. He's just he's a Southside guy, a regular guy. You ask him what his favorite restaurants are, he'll list off, you know, Fox's Pizza and other places on the South Side. But then he also is a chef at this one of the highest end restaurants in the city, and he's great. He's one of my favorite guests of the season. So I wanted to come on and hope people will tune in at 10 o'clock.
What time is the show on? 10 o'clock.
10 p.m. Yeah.
What day of the week is this on?
It's tonight, Thursday.
But don't they rerun it on Sunday as well?
They do. They rerun it. It's a 10:30 on Sunday. So 10 o'clock on Thursdays and then 10:30 on Sunday.
Okay, but that's not the only guest you've got. We'll finish this conversation in a minute. And read texts about pets and why we do or don't eat them. So that'll be a lot of fun. Stick around for that here on WGN. Mark Baser's interview show is on WTTW tonight at 10
p.m.
p.m. and then Sunday night at 10:30
p.m.
You're going to interview Top Chef, for any chef?
Joe Flam. And then John Darnielle, who's the front man and the brain behind the Mountain Goats, which is a band that has a huge kind of cult following. And
the Mountain Goats are a bluegrass band?
They're not a bluegrass band. No, they're more like an indie rock band, although that's probably a very vague kind of statement about it. I don't know. It's singer-songwriter a little bit, but it'd be almost impossible for me to understand. Very eclectic, very...
They performed for you?
He didn't. It was just one guy, and we just talked in the bar. Sometimes I just, instead of having a live show... I mean, the show, we usually tape live shows where people can come out and see us do it, but then once in a while we'll have somebody who's in town, and I just want to have a conversation with them so we don't have an audience for that.
Okay, yeah, obviously I haven't seen anything like that. Usually it's the shows with an audience packed into that place because it's such a good show, and it's such a perfect venue. And you got the crowd and the laughter and the ambient sound, but this is just the two of you hanging
strobe
out at the
lights.
Bar. All right, who else is
smoke
on the show
machine
tonight?
That's it. Those two, Joe Flam and John.
Oh,
Daniel.
That's right, because it's a half hour show.
It's a half hour show.
You got to blow that up. You got to get, you know, Johnny Carson used to have 90 minutes.
I know, and then it went down to an hour.
Yeah,
and now it's no minutes.
So tonight, Channel 11. 10 o'clock for the interview
show. It's a good one. I like it.
Are you doing more shows?
We have a live show on March 1st.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
You got that lined up yet?
We do. We have a woman named Kathleen Ballou, I think it's her name. She's at the University of Chicago. She wrote a book about white power, the white power movement in the 80s and the 90s, which kind of culminated with the Timothy McVeigh Oklahoma City bombing.
Have you interviewed Christian Piccolini yet?
No. Is it the guy who wrote, you sent me the book, who kind of was in the white power movement and then
on the South Side and was just he was a nut job. He was a violent violent person who had no rudder, and now he's the most gentle, positive, empowering person you'll ever meet.
Wow.
Same guy. You would have an amazing conversation with Christian Piccolini.
My thing when I...
What's the name of his book, Aleph? Excuse me, Mark. I just want people to be able to get it. Look that up real quick. Producer Aleph, what's the name of that book? When you get it, please keep going.
I would love to. I always, you know, part of what I like about my show, I guess, is that there's moments of levity and it can be serious and funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you touch on a topic like this, it's you don't want it to be completely... where there's no jokes, there's no, right? Like, how do you get to the, how do you get to the, how do you get to the entertainment factor? It, you don't really want to be entertaining about that subject.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for me going in, so.
What was the name of that book, Elif? Do you have that for us, please? Let's go by.
White American Youth, My Descent into America's Most Violent Hate Movement, and How I Got Out, by Christian Picciolini.
And he's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Still lives here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, and this didn't happen in the 1960s. Yeah. It happened like 10 minutes ago, so it just feels so fresh, so contemporaneous. It's stunning. She's giving me the break sign. Any other guests on your upcoming March show?
Yes, we have a woman. Her name is Abby, and I forget her last name, and I apologize. She's got a show that just got picked up at Sundance. It's a TV show that is going to be produced by one of the Wachowski duo.
What's the show about?
It's a show about, I think it's a show about somebody who's in her, kind of based on her life, somebody who's been in the improv community for a long time, and I haven't watched it yet, so I'm looking forward to watching it. So March 1st at 6:30 at the Hideout.
Get tickets at your website?
You can. Yeah, you can find a link there.
Here's where you say the name of the website.
It's theinterviewshowchicago.com.
You sound like you're making that up.
No. Somebody called me the other, or emailed me the other day asking me if I wanted to buy theinterviewshow.com. And I'm now contemplating. I want that.
How much do they want for it?
They wanted $500. And I was like, maybe I can talk them down, but it seems like it might be a scam.
Wait, the interview show. So here we go. This is the thing. Some people have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring dogs back from Korea.
Oh,
other people are going to call and donate to you so that you can claim rightfully the name of your website.
But before you donate, and I don't think anybody will, this guy could be scamming me. So I'm just not responding.
Well, for $500, I think. That's suspicious. That's cheap.
Cheap. But I'm not on NBC.
Theinterviewshow.com.
Yeah. I've wanted it for a long time. It's all I want.
You know what I would do? $500? I'd buy it and resell it. Mark Baser is on Channel 11 tonight at 10 o'clock. It's nice to see you, Mark Baser.
Thanks for having me.
Don't take my advice. I also bought Re-Elect Al Gore.